trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake's Mint Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake's Mint Chew Succulent 15 where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake's Mint Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah, the USDA certified Mint Chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter Mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now, limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, it's Flo, and here's my impression of a reality TV star explaining Progressive's discounts. So I was talking to Greg, and he said that Bailey knew what Erica said about her when we were all on Marcus's boat, and I was like, you what? Wait, first see your drama, because Progressive totes his discounts like Safe Driver, Multi-Policy, and Paid in Full. So it's not like he said, she said, shut up, whatever. So basic, you know?
Discounts to help you save more. Now that's Progressive.
But then he was all, no way, Jose, because his name's Jose. Legit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want, Tillat Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Live X. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday before the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The NCAA tournament tips off tomorrow night with a pair of play-in games, and then later in the week, the four number one seeds will all see action. Wisconsin is the top seed in the West, but Coach Bo Ryan is hardly impressed with that.
We were just looking to see who they're going to match us up with so we could get right away to the computer and get all our information on our opponent. And pretty much right now, the main thing is get these guys off their feet, get back. Fortunately, we play Friday, not Thursday. So what we need right now is to get these guys back. We have class tomorrow. Some of these guys have tests. They got midterms this week. So it'll be business as usual for our student athletes. And we would just like to get back tonight and get them some sleep.
And by now, I'm sure they have. And you can listen and watch all the NCAA tournament games live on 670thescore.com. And to participate in the CBS National Contest Bracket Challenge, log on to 670thescore right now. No NCAAs for Illinois, who will play in the NIT again, and they open play at Alabama tomorrow. We'll have the broadcast at 8 o'clock. Baseball exhibition style, fourth inning, San Diego leading the Cubs 3-0. Matt Kemp with a home run for the Padres. John Lester giving up his first runs on the spring. So far, he's gone three innings, four hits, three earned runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Third inning, Arizona leading the White Sox 2-1. Carlos Rodon, another rough outing so far. Couple of innings pitched, a couple of hits, couple of runs, both earned, two walks, two strikeouts, and a hit batter. Doctors have recommended surgery for Phillies pitcher Cliff Lee, but Lee instead is opting for complete rest on his ailing forearm. He'll be shut down with hopes that a prolonged rest just might help. And Pete Rose has made a formal request to Commissioner Rob Manfred to be reinstated, with Manfred saying he'll get back to him in due time. Introducing Car.com, revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Check out Chicago's local picks. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think.
Boars and Bernstein.
What's up, y'all?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, my God, it's 4:06, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boys and Bernstein. Well, that's what happens when we get started on the NCAA. That's what happens. There's just no end to pounding them. And sadly, I was once on the other side of the argument, but no longer.
Yeah, I don't think of people who try to outfox the NCAA as cheaters. I really don't. Not in the major revenue-generating sports. I do not respect or recognize Mark Emmert's authority anymore.
Yeah, I think that's it more than anything else. Yeah, I think it's sort of been exposed for just a big nothing. You know what I mean? It's just a big nothing.
It's a useless cartel.
Yeah,
it's a useless cartel that uses free labor to enrich itself and its member institutions.
Yeah, it's rather distasteful, and I think people have found it to be such.
Q on the north side, you're on the score. Hi, Q.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday to you. You know, the Dick Vitale thing really struck a chord with me. My wife works in the medical field, and the majority of her coworkers are women. And the dirty old man shtick only gets cute for a little bit. These are women with doctorate degrees, master's degrees, and these guys start making comments, and it's really demeaning to them. It doesn't matter if you're 50, 40, 30, or 20. It's demeaning. And then these guys start sneaking in little squeezes, little grabs here and there. And they can always play the senility card. So, Terry, you got that going for you.
I do. I'm listening to this, I'm thinking of you know, how I get away with this now. Because here's the thing, though. Basically, here, I work with all men.
Well, you can kiss them, too.
Yeah, they want to grab. They want to be touched.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch them either.
They want to have their buttocks squeezed.
It's everywhere, Q.
It absolutely is.
I just thought you got to know better.
You know, I worked in an office long enough to learn what's right and what's wrong, and that what you're talking about, definitely wrong, would not. Even back years ago when I actually worked in an office where there were people, like women, and you were in the same setting with them, the same room, never would you get away with that. Unless, well, Never mind. But you, I wouldn't get away with it.
Well, this texter says, Dan, how many times have you gone on and on about Kate Upton's boobs? Yet you're criticizing them?
You never criticized your boobs, did you?
Well, no, I think I like them. We're not talking about that. I'm not walking up to her and grabbing them. Can't you understand the difference to talk about somebody who models her boobs for a living and then actually crossing that line and saying, like touching them against her will? You don't understand the difference?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's just being a pud.
And I think it's also a difference between a talk show host who gives opinions and entertains people or a play-by-play announcer looking at a cutaway. It was like, remember the Harry Carey stuff? What a pretty girl. Yeah. And even that was creepy old man stuff. Because that's what he did near the end. He would like to look at things.
Yes.
Watch things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Get enough money?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. It's funny because I don't really think, even with the passing of time, the rules have changed. I don't think any of this stuff about office behavior, this has changed. I think there's always been that line, and you know when you cross it, and Vitale obliterated it with what he did. Not that it's an office setting, but there are certain things you know in your heart. If you don't know right from wrong, we can't really help you. But if you work in an office, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I would suppose now in our place, I can't remember. I do so many of them. Do we still get the sexual harassment test every year? We do, right?
Yeah.
Companies are really aware of this.
And I get worried if I compliment somebody on an outfit or even that, I think, uh-oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I think,
got asked down there about what I thought of somebody's outfit. I said,
right.
I have no comment.
You don't want to give an opinion.
No.
Because next thing you know, you wind up being sued or
She said, is it classic? I said, yes. That's it.
You said
it's
that.
Classic. Yeah. I said, yes, that's what it is. You got it. But no, those lines have been defined forever. I don't know why it's so difficult to understand. You don't bend somebody over backwards in a basketball game and plant your lips on them. When did that happen? I mean, when do you think that's okay?
Ugh.
It's not the Christmas party. Everybody's drunk. Well, but I mean, those lines have been there forever, and we're tested every year to make sure we're not sexually harassing Joe Dredge. There's actually a special segment to it now, harassing Dredge. I think I did before I creeped everybody out. I think I sexually harassed him. But, I mean, there's just some things are just so common sense.
All right, this idiot from the 815. The comparison with Harry Carey is exactly what you're doing with Kate Upton. She's a professional boob model.
Yes, she is.
It's her job.
Yeah.
It's not just some woman in the stands at a Cub game eating a hot dog.
No, that's what she does, yeah.
It's her job.
Proud of it. What t-shirt contest, the whole thing.
That's what she does for a living.
That's what she does.
If you're trying to unsee that on purpose, stop doing that.
No, it's creepy.
This texter says, so...